The True Falls Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. The film Bronx Obama has the danger of becoming a novelty act, much like the subject of a film. Luis Ortiz was unemployed when someone at a bar in 2008 told him he looked a lot like that senator, Barack Obama. When that senator became president, Ortiz's life changed. Ortiz decided to turn his look into cash and then into a career, at least while it lasts. The film Bronx Obama goes beyond the gee whiz aspect of Ortiz's story to show how this reinvention of himself affects his life, his family, and his psyche. KBIA's Ryan Fumuliner spoke with Ryan Murdoch, the director of the film. Dedicated listeners may remember that Murdoch produced a radio story for This American Life about Ortiz in early 2012.
So the This American Life story is sort of act one, I guess. It's sort of the initial rise and fall, the sort of discovery of this superpower almost. And then the rest of the film follows him as he tries to take it to the next level. He gets a manager who gives him a lot of, you know, coaching and advice and just like really hands-on. He hooks up with kind of an entourage of people, and they try to turn it into a road show, a comedy show, where they kind of are on this weird sort of parallel campaign.
There were some kind of heartbreaking moments there too, some interactions between Lewis and some of those people he's working with.
He can be treated like a puppet sometimes, and that's hard to watch sometimes, but I think there's a lot of meaning there, you know? I hope that the film conveys that. He makes some decisions that, you know, I'm not sure I would have made, and I think that is really important. As a director, my job is to present that decision and not to judge the decision. And I felt like, you know, that was sometimes tough.
What else do you hope the audience takes away from the film, I guess?
Well, I hope they enjoy it. I mean, I think it's a funny documentary, you know, which is somewhat rare. You know, it's not beating you over the head with a message. But, you know, I think there's something unique, and Lewis says it in the film, you know, if you woke up one day and look like the most powerful person in the world, like, wouldn't you do what I'm doing? And it, you know, it's kind of like being hit by lightning. I mean, I guess, you know, I'd be curious if people felt like, wow, if this happened to me, would I do this? I don't know. I wonder that myself.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a couple times in the film too, Lewis says something like, you know, I miss being myself, things like that. Why is that important to the story too?
You know, I mean, Obama is the American dream, right? Like, his story is sort of the quintessential American dream story. But I think there's something about the American dream that involves reinventing yourself, right? A lot of times, the American dream means you give up your old identity and assume a new one, and that comes with benefits. But I think that's maybe not as good of a deal as it used to be. So I feel like that is a big question, is, you know, would you get rid of your identity to create a better life?
That was Ryan Murdoch talking with KBIA's Ryan Fumuliner about the film Bronx Obama. I'm Christopher Husted. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversations series at kbia.org.